Time to talk some Boston sports here on Downtown on this Friday afternoon. And we're pleased to be joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by the sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn and certified Boston sports legend, Maureen Mullen. Maureen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. No, about the legend part, but good afternoon.
Oh, there's no question about it here. And today in the Sports Today, USA Today, an interesting interview with Alex Rodriguez and, I guess, a kinder, gentler, almost cuddly A-Rod that you had the chance to talk to.
You know, he is funny because if you ever get a chance to talk to him one-on-one or, you know, even a small group or whatever, he's very charming, he's very charismatic. You know, he always comes across that way. Obviously, he has the other issues, and you know, he's had some. He's been truth challenged a few times over the last years, but he always comes across as a very nice person. You know, it will be interesting to see going forward how he maintains that.
Yeah, and I've always had kind of an odd view of A-Rod. I've always felt a little sad for him. He's always seemed a little lost to me, almost as if he didn't know why he did the things he did and why people had the adverse reaction to it.
Right, and I think, and that may go back to, you know, you hear a lot about that he's always tried to get people to like him for the wrong reasons. He surrounded himself with the wrong people. You know, he always wanted to be the best, be at the top of the game, and he was probably going there based on his talent anyways. So, you know, by taking the extra step and the PED usage and not admitting it and lying about it and then going back and doing it again, you know, yeah, obviously that's going to turn people off. And it does seem like he's had a hard time understanding that. And you just wonder if it's because he has surrounded himself by the wrong people over the years who wanted other things, had, you know, ulterior motives. And, you know, he said he's owning up to that. He's acknowledging that he made the mistakes. He's trying to surround himself with better people and be accountable for his decisions. And, you know, when he makes a mistake, admitting it. And you just kind of hope that for his sake that he can continue with that.
Well, it's a great article. You can read it, USA Today Online, Sports Today. Maureen Mullen talking with Alex Rodriguez. Let's talk about the Red Sox. They start a West Coast trip tonight in Los Angeles. Is this a make-or-break trip for the team?
I think they really have to look at the next 10 days or 2 weeks or so to determine who and what they are this season. You know, I think by the end of the month, you know, with the trading deadline, they still haven't acknowledged whether they're buyers or sellers. And, you know, you look at it for a last-place team, you go, okay, well, most teams are going to be sellers at this point. But, you know, coming into the break, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees. But just before that, they had won 4 games in a row. And it was the first 4-game winning streak they've had since last August. So I think that might give them some false optimism there. You know, you look at it, they played Houston for 3 games, took 2 out of 3 from Houston, but at the time they didn't have to face Keuchel, and the Astros had just lost George Springer from the lineup, who was a major part of that lineup, and I think, you know, you can look at him as a guy that the rest of the lineup kind of flows from. So he was gone, they had just lost him, so I think they were a little bit reeling from that, and, you know, they kind of struggled into the break also. And then the Red Sox won 2 games from the Marlins, who have just been dreadful this year, and they didn't have to face Fernandez, and the Marlins were without Giancarlo Stanton. So the Red Sox kind of caught those teams at the right time, too. So, you know, whether that 4-game win streak was real, whether it was mirage, you know, and then they lose 2 out of 3 to the Yankees. So I think they really have to take the next 10 days or so and really ask themselves some tough questions and, you know, try to answer them honestly for what they're going to be at the deadline and through the rest of the season.
So if the Red Sox do hypothetically pull it together out on this trip, who do you envision as being the linchpin, the thing that makes the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak?
For
the Red Sox.
For their success on the pin? Well, you know, I think there's a few things. They've got Dustin Pedroia coming back tonight. They've got Brian Johnson, the lefty, who will make his major league debut either Monday in Anaheim or Tuesday in Houston. You know, and I think sometimes those can be catalysts, too. You get a young guy up who can bring some energy. You know, they've got Edwin Rodriguez going on Sunday. Everybody has seen what he can do. you know, he certainly has the talent. And sometimes, you know, you bring those young guys up and they bring energy and they can kind of spark a team. So I think, you know, that's going to be a couple of things there. You know, if David Ortiz can continue to hit, or, you know, start getting back to what we're used to seeing from him, I think those can all be catalysts there.
We're talking with Maureen Mullen here on Downtown. The whole Ortiz sickness in the last game of the Yankees series and all of the reaction to that, was that much ado about nothing?
With A-Rod in particular, or just with the Yankees and the Red Sox?
I think just you know, with Ortiz and the flu and the people speculating on whether or not that was just him trying to get out of playing first base.
Yeah, you know, we know he doesn't like to play first base. I know when he was in the lineup the week before, you know, it was the first time, you know, he played at Fenway Park, played at first base in 10 years. And I remember asking him, just kind of trying to make a joke about it. Oh, you know, you have to dig your first base glove out of mothballs in the back of your locker there. And he just kind of, you know, grumbled something. And you know, it's funny because I told somebody else, it kind of reminded me of, you know, when I was 15 and my mother would ask me to clean my room, and I'd kind of grumble something at her too, you know. So I think he that's not his favorite thing to do, is playing first base. And I think he's all, you know, we also have to be concerned if he's out there on a regular basis, he's going to put more wear and tear on his Achilles tendons and actually, you know, the rest of his body too. So I think that's a legitimate concern. You know, he says he had 104 degree temperature that day. I didn't see him before or after the game. I know he left early on. He came in and he was at the game early, you know, before batting practice and everything, and then he left to go home. So, you know, I think he was legitimately sick.
Maureen, do you think if the Red Sox are unable to turn it around in the second half, does anyone in the organization, John Farrell, Ben Cherington, anybody lose their job as the result of this disappointing season?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've had a lot of people ask me that this year. I think it should certainly be a concern for some people. If jobs aren't lost, I think they really have to look at how they go about things, too. You know, I think you look at some of the signings in the offseason, and there were a few signings that were really questionable. You know, bringing Hanley in to play left field, a position he's never played before. You know, if they want to acknowledge, okay, we brought him in for his bat, okay, that's fine. But, you know, putting a guy like that in left field where he certainly, you know, he's got a 10-year big league track record, and he certainly brought a fair amount of baggage with him. So that he's not playing, he hasn't played well up to this point in left field, I don't think should surprise anyone. You know, then you look at the extensions that they gave to Porcello and Miley when, you know, they didn't have to make those extensions at that time. You know, so I think there are certainly questions there. Whether people lose their jobs, I'm not really sure that is going to happen. I know a lot of people have said, oh, well, you know, you should, you know, fire John Farrell. And I look at him, well, how do you fire John Farrell without firing Ben Cherington? You know, he's the one, unless somebody up above him wants to take responsibility for those signings, it ultimately is on him. It's his responsibility. You know, and then after a last place finish last year, they gave Farrell an extension. So you can look at that as another questionable decision. So, but, you know, I know John Henry likes Ben Cherington, and, you know, if he can turn it around and make it a little better or at least palatable for the rest of the season, then maybe they can justify retaining them. But I think they certainly have to look at some of their signings and maybe how they go about things in the off season.
Maureen, I loved your comment on Twitter recently about what I think is the silliest stat or the silliest metric out there, exit velocity.
Yeah, you know, I'm not huge on the sabermetric numbers. I certainly give them some validity. I certainly think that they have some worth, so I don't discount them completely. Although this one, I have to say, you know, I think it's a sexy-looking number when you can say, okay, a 90-mile-an-hour pitch went out at 128 miles an hour or, you know, whatever it is, but hey, if a lazy fly ball falls into the first row of the monster seats with two runners on base, guess what? You just hit a 3-run home run. And if you hit a laser beam with the bases loaded and two outs, guess what? You just killed a rally. So, you know, and I think, okay, you look at it, the law of averages. You hit enough balls hard, they're going to fall in, they're going to find the wall, you know, they're going to do something. But I just think that, to me, that's just meaningless.
Well, Maureen, it's great to have you on. We've enjoyed your work for a long time. It's a wonderful to have you on the show with us. Thanks for making time this afternoon. Let's do it again sometime.
Thank you. That'd be great. I appreciate it.
Maureen Mullen here on Downtown. It's 20.